Now, none of us will have escaped from the ongoing discussion, debate about football. You know, a harmless game, 22 people kicking a leather football around on a pitch. And so, the World Cup in Qatar has raised some very serious, some very important, and some matters which as Muslims we have to accept and address. You know, the rights of minorities. It's been raised, and it's an important discussion. The rights of migrants. That's also relevant. The rights of women and violence against women. Very relevant. The issue of sexuality and sexual values. Again, very relevant. And they are relevant. Because when you look at Manston refugee camp, kids locked up behind barbed wires in Kent, behind barbed wire. The smack of hypocrisy from the pundits and the speakers is all there for everyone to smell. They talk about the rights of workers in Qatar. They forget the rights of workers in Palestine. Many get shot dead at checkpoints. Many have to queue for hours on end. People don't seem to remember. Or do they? They talk about the rights of women. The domestic abuse statistics in the UK and the West will be right up there with the Qataris. Probably worse. The imposition of sexual values. Most of you will have seen this pathetic and cowardly teacher screaming at school kids when they said, "You brought this guy called Hakan Qureshi to tell us about LGBTQ. If you believe in it, that's your choice. We don't believe in it." So when you see the Western people of principle and those standing up for rights, they forget their own problems. If you shine a little light, you'll find that actually there is perhaps an equal or worse problem closer to home. And when one looks at the arguments come about tolerance now, yeah, it's all about, terrible lack of tolerance in Qatar. Well, look at the tolerance that we have here. The PREVENT program is exactly what the Chinese government uses to effectively put Muslims in concentration camps. And by the way, they even sent a training delegation from the UK. It's public record, you can Google it. To actually tell them about how to deal with extremism. Hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of human beings were treated like poultry in these caged prisons. And then they talk about tolerance. You have neo-Nazi governments across Europe, the latest, Italy. Really, this is how Sweden, France, that great symbol of tolerance, Marine Le Pen. Of course, we have a very tolerant Boris Johnson. You've got a Home Secretary that's very tolerant. Not to say Trump and his ilk. And of course, absolutely, human rights. We love human rights. We'll talk about the respect for life. How many tens of millions have died or have been maimed in the crusade to protect oil in the Middle East? So when we look at this, the repugnant stench, and it is a disgusting stench of hypocrisy, from not all people in the West. We cannot be like those we criticize. There are many people that are pointing this out. As Muslims, we're obliged to deal with facts, not an emotional rant. The leaders, those that talk about, well, we can't possibly go to Qatar. No, there's corruption. They weren't aware of the corruption that led to this World Cup being granted and the corruption that is endemic in sport and society generally. You only have to look at, literally, they were selling contracts when people were dying of COVID. What short memories. I mean, Prince Charles, when he was Prince Charles, now he's the king, received about 3 million euros in cash from Qatar. You really can't make this up. What are they going to do? Throw him out now? Well, you took Qatari money. You shouldn't be the king. The tabloid trash and the liberal left will turn a blind eye. Yeah, 3 million quid. And some of it came in a Fortnum and Mason handbag. You really can't make the nonsense like this up. And if they're flying out of Heathrow, the Qataris own 20% of that as well. So what they're going to do is start swimming for it, are they? By the way, they own Canary Wharf as well. The Emiratis own Arsenal Football Club. I think Abu Dhabi owns Manchester City. Excel is owned by the Emiratis. Newcastle. And the list is long. Are they going to all run out of their plush hotels on Park Lane and in Mayfair? I think Qataris own about £1 billion worth of property just in Mayfair. I suppose they're all going to swim to Qatar now because flying out of Heathrow is Qatari. I mean, it's just absolutely farcical that these people can stand there with a straight face and say, oh, look, we really are concerned about these terrible Qataris. And so as Muslims, what's our viewpoint on this? Are we all going to start saying and defending Qatar? Qatar is ours to defend. Is this what it's all about? Is that what the Quran and the Sunnah oblige us to do? Because when we see the West, we're being asked to take sides. Which side are you or I going to take? وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَلِيَ وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bismillahi salatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we always confirm, and the Quran is evergreen, ever deep. As it says in Surah Al-Kahf, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Say, if the oceans were the ink for your pen, and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what you were writing, they will certainly run out, even if you created more like them. Infinite wisdom. And so the Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comments on this hypocrisy of the West. It addressed the nifaq on an aqidah level, but linguistically, it makes sense equally. وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. When it is said to them, don't spread corruption, fasad on the earth, they say, but we are only reformers. We only want to do good. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Verily, Allah says, by emphasis, they are the ones who spread this facade and they are corrupt, but they don't realize. And many of these people, they're intoxicated with the stupor of their arrogance, that they don't realize the hypocrisy and the stupidity and in fact the destructive nature of what they're pushing forward. So that's the first point. That this nonsensical hypocrisy is there for the blind man to see and the deaf man to hear. It really is not anything of a genius. The next part, Qatar, let's talk about Qatar. It's as Islamic as a pork pie or a gin and tonic. Yeah, Qatar is as Islamic as a pork pie, khalis, or a gin and tonic. Created by who, incidentally? There is about a 200-year relationship, certainly pre-Ottoman times, between what is modern-day Qatar and guess who? The Britannic Majesty's government. Created and made in Britain, and yet they have the audacity to link it to Islam. You know, it's like words cannot really be found to sum up the insincerity and the conceit that is so clear in all of this. But the people in Qatar, like you and I, they're Muslim. And the values they're attacking are your values and my values. The values of the Quran and the values of the Sunnah. So, we have to differentiate between a Trojan horse, and these are literally Trojan horse in open view. The Emirates, Qatar, every other neo and post-colonial state. Whether they're in Africa, in Asia, in Central Asia, the script is different, but the concept is the same. So, Qatar is worthy of your and my contempt as a regime. $220 billion. $220 billion. Their brothers here collecting for a charity. As almost every Jummah prayer, there will be a collection for the people who are freezing and dying because they can't eat, they can't get medical treatment. They're living in refugee camps, which even animals in a civilized society should not be living in. Just one silly tournament. And if you love football, I haven't got a problem with football. But £220 billion being wasted, think about how much good that could do. 10,000 litres of water a day to water these silly pitches. Why could they not have spent that money to create cities and industry for the refugees, from Muslim or non-Muslim, to go to? Why not? There is a serious aspect to this, brothers. This money is not their money. Umar bin Abdul Aziz had two candles, one for work, one for personal business. He is the Umayyad and the fifth righteous Khalifa of the Muslims. If you want a reference point for a ruler, think of him. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar ibn Khattab and co. come back to Medina. He's selling in the marketplace. So what are you doing? What are you doing? He said, the money you've given me is not enough. I have to feed my family. I'm trying to make some money. He's not taking the money that is coming in to the treasury, my money. The wealth is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not Qatari money. It's the money of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that gas there. So this absolute monarchy is representative of what we have in the likes of Macron, in the likes of the rulers of the West and the East. Made and cut from the same cloth, by the same tailor, and powered by the same search engine, Iblis.com. Yep, no difference. But to conclude, as Muslims, what we must remember and look at is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliges you and I to answer very bluntly what this whole campaign currently and what will follow is designed to do is one of two things. Force Muslims to compromise and accept un-Islamic values. And again, our beloved al-Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked to do the same thing at a time when things were tough. They were harsh, they were difficult. In Makkah, Allah Azza wa Jal from the Samawat revealed, Qul, say to them, Ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun. I do not worship, believe in, and agree with what you worship. And the surah continues, you all know it. And ultimately, what does it say? Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. Halas. We don't need to swear at people, we don't need to insult people. We're not people who are there to humiliate and insult people. This is not becoming of the one that calls to the way of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is an opportunity to discuss and explain the sublime, the beautiful, the eternal values of Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Call to the way of your Lord. It's an obligation. Make it a discussion through wisdom, the finest of words, and if you must debate, do it in the most excellent way. What we want to bring home is La ilaha illallah. Whether football comes home, I quite frankly couldn't care less. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with the guidance of the deen of Islam. Inshallah, may we be able to act upon it and to defend every attack that is coming at the deen of Islam in this and any other campaign. You're not here to defend the Qataris. Quite frankly, you should just put the two birds of a feather flock together.